protesters converged on a Walmart in South Anchorage today to demand the megastore carry Alaska salmon. The protest comes on the eve of a big meeting between Walmart and state officials. The company doesn't carry frozen salmon labeled from Alaska because it doesn't meet their certification standard. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has more.
Inside the South Anchorage Walmart, there's no salmon labeled from Alaska in the freezer section.
Wild caught in Russia, processed in China, product of China, that's the skin on.
In the parking lot, Forrest Dunbar holds a big yellow sign.
Alaska salmon equal Alaska jobs.
The former fisherman from Cordova, who now lives in Anchorage, is protesting with about 50 other people. He says he's concerned that Walmart's stance that it will only carry salmon deemed sustainable by one third-party organization could hurt Alaskan fishermen.
Alaskan fishing fleet is one of the largest employers in the state. So if a major purchaser like Walmart is no longer willing to carry our product, that could seriously impact jobs in this state.
Since 2006, Walmart has required a third-party sustainability certification for its seafood. The Walmart in Anchorage is selling frozen salmon products with the Marine Stewardship Council Sustainable Certification label. The protesters are mostly fishermen or processors. Protest organizers like John Renner, vice president of Cordova District Fishermen United, say outside interests are trying to dictate market access. He contends that the MSC's main offices are located in Europe and that the agency charges too much for the certification.
10 years ago, MSC came to the state of Alaska and the industry groups and asked to certify Alaska salmon as sustainable. We looked at the issue, decided there wasn't any downside. A few people said, what if they raise their prices? What if they try to dictate management? What if they try to do this? We all said, well, we'll just deal with it when it happens.
Alaska salmon was one of the first major fisheries certified as sustainable by MSC in 2000. But Renner says costs started rising 5 years ago, along with demands from other agencies that are affiliated with MSC. So the major processors decided to drop MSC in favor of another third-party certification called Responsible Fisheries Management. Renner says Alaska salmon is already recognized around the world as the gold standard in responsibly and sustainably managed fisheries.
Sustainability is what we're all about here. We don't go fishing. We're on abundance-based management. We don't go fishing unless there is fish in the creeks, fish to reproduce for the next season. We don't want to catch the last fish. We're out of business if we do.
The protesters say given Alaska's record of sustainable fisheries management, Walmart should sell Alaska salmon. Sam Back, who says he buys fish at Walmart regularly, agrees.
If I continue to buy it, I'm going to want to pay attention to the packaging and make sure it's coming from Alaskan waters instead of Russian waters.
Walmart is one of the largest grocery suppliers of salmon in the U.S. A spokesman for Walmart says the grocery chain is proud of what they've achieved in adopting the MSC certification, and they're considering carrying Alaska salmon. Senior Alaska officials are meeting with Walmart executives Thursday about the issue at Walmart's headquarters in Arkansas. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.